LACHE, as the first quarter of 2022 nears an end, local library officials looking back on the previous year say 2021 was one for the books. Despite pandemic measures forcing most activities to be held virtually or in-person events to be scaled back, the year was still a page-turner at the Public Library House in École Plamondon, Stuart McPherson Public Library and various pop-up events around the county, says Maureen Penn, the director of Lac-La-Biche County's Library Services. While scheduling programs to incorporate more individuals throughout the year has been a challenge, the library has been able to run reoccurring activities like the Summer Literacy Program, which aims to tutor primary school students over the summer, amongst other programs over the year, successfully, said Maureen Penn, Lac-La-Biche County Library's director. We had 76.8% attendance throughout the program despite the program being offered 100% via Zoom, she says, which included over 258 one-on-one sessions offered through July and August for kindergarten to grade 5 students. While the summer literacy program has been running successfully for over 7 years, so many more programs were bridging communities all across the region together, she said. With over 14 different structured programs that teach literacy, financial planning, host interactive games for all ages, and incorporate social activities and community events, the library has overcome COVID restrictions with a combination of virtual and in-person programs over the year. The libraries have become known as a place to go to attend free programs that meet many residents' interests and needs, including Library Con, Lego Competition, Annual Escape Rooms, Take and Make, Kits, Money Matters, and Preschool Partner Programs. From January 1 until the end of October this year, we held 185 programs that reached 3,259 people despite Alberta Health Service, AHS, restrictions, with limited offerings including in-person events and services, she said. Expanding services with the positive feedback from attendees and the results from registration, the library aims to shape the services provided with the community's input and needs. Currently, the library has entered their second year of a 5-year plan that seeks to incorporate and support early learning for children under 5, student resources and supporting homework needs, catering adult learning programs and leisure activities to keep the community engaged with all the library has to offer, said Lorraine Anderton, board chair. The plan of services was created through significant frontline community engagements where we engaged organizations and individuals throughout the community to help us identify our service priorities. Those that were chosen through community consultations, our plan was built upon for 2021 to 2025, said Anderton, helping shape the direction for the programs that will continue to be offered. In an attempt to represent the entire community, Anderton realized that more collaboration with other organizations would be required to integrate everyone, old and new to the area, with more information about current and future services. Our respondents indicated that the library would be a strong resource source for helping individuals new to the community or individuals in the community looking for resources to get to know their community. Our goal is working with FCSS, Community Features and Lac-La-Biche and District Chamber of Commerce, that we will share, be a resource and filter for information so that residents have access to information regarding all community resources to assist them, she said. Giving back community programs not only bolster more activities, but they also create leaders who give back, said Penn. Strong partnerships continue to be the cornerstone of our success in meeting community needs. Some of the highlights of our successes in this area include: we now have trained over 140 individuals to run Read and Roll in their own communities. 10 have run this or a similar program for their residents. This training is at the participating libraries or organizations' expenses. Continuing the leadership roles for years to come, Anderton says this year the libraries plan on creating a youth board to brainstorm fresh ideas in order to encourage other youth to volunteer and participate in library-run programs. While exploring ways to offer and expand pop-up services in Plamondon and creating more opportunities for programs throughout the region, including surrounding Indigenous communities, said Anderton. The library plans to provide all services in person, however, if the rules do change regarding in-person activities, they are prepared to move their services online, said Anderton. All resources regarding available and upcoming programs can be found on Lac-La-Biche County Library's website.